I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head up to the Webster offices, the Game, Fish, and Parks biologist, Brian Blackwell. And Brian, anything standing out in Day County?
Oh, I wouldn't say it was standing out, but, you know, with the pressure dropping last weekend, it seemed the fish got a little bit more active, more willing to bite. Maybe Bitter Lake was probably the top choice. Sounded like a few walleyes were caught. Some people found some perch. If you found the perch, you tended to do pretty good on them. But, yeah, I would say Bitter was our top one. A few people on Wall Bay. Sound like those that were shallower on Wall Bay did better on the perch, from what I've been hearing. I'd say those are the two top lakes right now.
Were they, do you know where the hot spots are, where they're spread out at?
You know, from what I'm hearing on Bitter Lake, it's all over. It didn't matter the depth this weekend. People caught fish deep, and they caught them somewhat shallower as well. But overall, you know, I think most people have been fishing that 25-plus foot water on Bitter.
Any lesser-known lakes getting any fishing pressure or anything in Marshall County?
You know, not really. I know there's a few people up on South Buffalo, but that bite hasn't been, you know, anywhere great by any means. Roy Lake continues, sounds like, put out a few northern pike. Not much for activity on Clear Lake. Burr Pious, I think a few people are trying opits, but really haven't heard much of a strong bite there yet either.
Enemy Swim and bluegills, it seems like it's just been a lot quieter this year.
Yeah, there's a few people still fishing them, but a lot of small fish. There are days that when people find some bigger fish, I don't know what goes on, why those fish move in at that time, but at times they have caught some nicer fish, but overall it's a lot of, you know, 3-inch bluegills or so, as well as a lot of small perch.
How about horseshoe, antelope, or swan? Seeing any fishing pressure or vehicles on that at all?
Swan, there's been a little bit of activity on the far west side. I've seen some activity over there, as well as on the far south end of it. Generally just one or two shacks here and there, not a lot of activity for the most part. I have heard, you know, a few pike being caught there, and I think occasional walleye. Down at Horseshoe, just not hearing much going on there. I know a few people have fished it, but really haven't heard much of a bite. And antelope just tends to be quiet. I'm just not hearing much out of there.
Not a big perch bite, really, any place in particular in Day County so far this winter. Has there been?
No, and, you know, that's part of what's going to happen, I think, here in the future as well, is our perch numbers are down compared to what they were 10 years ago or so. We just haven't had much for perch recruitment, and just as a result, primarily, I think, because of the reduced water levels that we're seeing and not having that spring runoff. Tend to have better perch reproduction when we have spring runoff, reduced winds in the spring, and a gradual warm-up, and we just haven't had that runoff in the last few years.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices, the Game, Fish, and Parks biologist, Dave Lucchese. And Dave, in the Brookings area, working south, any good fishing to be had or has been had in the last week?
You know, yeah, I've received a couple reports, mostly perch right now, kind of in that mid-winter period. But I talked to a guy yesterday who said he was up on East Oakwood and had a pretty good fishing trip up there catching perch. So they're still getting perch out on East Oakwood. I also had talked to a guy a couple of weeks back who said he picked up some perch on West Oakwood. So that might be worth a try, even though it seems like most of the activity is on the East Lake. And then on this weekend, a couple of parties out at Whitewood, and a couple of them had decent catches of perch, not limits, but, you know, 7, 8, 9 fish, an angler. And then one party was fishing a different area and never had a bite on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. So it was kind of hit and miss there. I gather they're still picking up some fish out at Sinai. You know, it's kind of been a mixed bag of walleyes, a few crappies, and an occasional perch. And the bite was out fairly deep, but I haven't heard much from there. I think Madison is still putting out some fish. You know, it's once again, you got to pick the right night, and you'll catch some fish. Closer to Sioux Falls, we had a lake that we stocked with perch last spring, you know, they weren't that big, and now the reports we're getting are they're catching some pretty big fish. So they must have done some growing over the summer. But south of Humboldt, Lost Lake, it's a little lake, but I guess it had about 30 shacks on it over the weekend. And they're not picking up limits of perch, but they're catching some fish. And they tend to be nice. I guess they're 9 to 12 inches long. So close to Sioux Falls, that seems to be going.
Anything out of Mud or Spirit again?
You know, I haven't heard a report there. You know, I know the group of guys from work went up there, and I think the first trip or two were successful, and the last trip weren't. So whether they just hit the wrong day or what, I don't know. But no recent reports there.
Does it seem like more people are fishing Whitewood than just going a couple miles over and fishing Thompson?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard a lot of reports out of Thompson. I know early on they did catch some fish. They caught a few crappies and shapers and walleyes and perch out deeper. And I hear mixed reports, some people saying, wow, it's really tough, and other people saying, wow, I was out there and did well that day. So once again, you know, I think if you hit the right day, it seems like I've heard reports of good fishing and bad fishing both on the north side and the south side. So, you know, keep moving around and take a few days, and hopefully you'll hit a good one.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner. And Kyle, around Watertown, any of the lakes produce over the last week?
I mean, a few fish are still coming out of, like, pelican and goose and dry lakes up by Florence there, but nothing's really turned on too much yet, so.
Over in Clark County, I know they had a tournament on Indian Springs, and I heard, you know, like about 3 big walleyes caught, but maybe not a lot of numbers.
Yep. The fish that are getting caught are nice fish, but, yeah, nothing really for number-wise out there. It sounds like the shallower waters where guys are having the best luck, but it's still real spotty. Some guys will do decent, and other guys are struggling, but the fish they're getting are quality fish.
Over north and east of Clark, that Dry Lake 1, has that been slow all winter?
Early on, they did good out there for about a week and a half there, and then it's kind of been slow since.
Anything?
Like Dry Lake 2 down by Willow Lake there, that one's just still, it's real hit and miss. You can go out there, fish all day, and pick up a few fish, but not like years past. So.
Yeah, the years past, 50, 100 fishermen on that on any given day, it seemed like.
Yep, and this year you're lucky to see maybe 15, 20 vehicles out there. It's been pretty slow down there.
Kyle, have you seen anybody on Grass Lake over by Florence at all this year?
Earlier in the year I did, but not here lately.
That's probably another year where it's probably almost frozen right down to the bottom.
Yep, and I haven't seen anybody out there to talk to, so I guess I'm not sure what the water's like underneath the ice out there. But, yeah, last year it was getting pretty close to the bottom there.
Well, Kyle Lenzner out of Clark and Coddington counties, thank you. Well, now we head out north of Pier up at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit on Grey Goose Road, and we're talking to Tim Withers, Game, Fish, and Parks. And I guess as far as snow cover and goose numbers, how's the hunting look?
You know, the hunting's been pretty decent. Talking to the guys, you know, after just getting back from Vegas this week, talking to a lot of the hunters, trying to catch up myself, they're doing, you know, pretty good. Hunting pressure as far as numbers of groups out here is kind of light, you know. Don't know, you know, a lot of it might be things going on and, you know, whatever, and other things happening, but birds have been flying decent. Got pretty decent snow cover. I mean, everything's white. So making the birds, you know, they're decoying real good for the guys there. They've all commented, you know, how nice it is, you know, these birds are coming in and, you know, working right into their decoys yet. So keeping them guys, the hunters happy.
Well, I imagine, too, weather like this, you know, this week on and off, probably boats down below the dam at pier back out chasing walleye, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen any, but, you know, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if it's, you know, stays warm. There'll be a few more boats out there. Usually always, you know, one or two brave souls out there trying to catch a walleye.
Well, it all ends sunset on this Sunday, the 18th. So if somebody wants to get out there or wants more information, what's the number of the goose trailer?
Yeah, give us a call at the trailer here. It's area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers, Game, Fish, and Parks at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And we'll look at some additional outdoor information. Anchors Away 2018 Ice Fishing Tournament is this Saturday at Richmond Lake. And 40 participants. It's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call Marnie at 226-2929. Henry Horizons Fishapalooza, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Long Lake there in Coddington County. Call Randy at 237-8896 for more information. Up north, Lake Traverse, the Walleye Masters Ice Fishing Tournament, 1 to 5 this Saturday. And you can call Gary at 808. Well, let's back up Gary LeClaire at 320-808-5474. South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks has food plot program. They offer free seed. Landowners can get a hold of a biologist at 353-7145 or log on to habitat.sd.gov. The brood mix is an annual mixture of cover crop species, canola, flax, millet, radish, and sunflower, and great for pheasant chicks and butterflies and bees. This weekend, the Pheasant and Quail Classic down in Sioux Falls, February 16th through the 18th. And Friday, it runs noon to 8, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. And the daily admission, a hunting license for some admission, or else it's $10 adults, $5 ages 6 through 16, 5 and under are free. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel up to Grant County. Their conservation officer, Jamie Peckelder, and I guess from one end of Big Stone to the other, any perch and walleyes caught?
There's been a few perch caught. I'm seeing them moving a little further north now from where that big group of people were in that Kazuski or Rocky Ledge area. They're still catching a few fish. They're just not catching very many. Otherwise, walleye, seems like there has been an okay walleye bite up north, way up north. I've been hearing a few people catching some bigger fish.
What day does the walleye end? Is that at the end of February?
End of February is the end of that season on the border waters.
And then they can still catch panfish.
Yeah, everything else is open except for walleye, northern pike, and large and small bass species.
Now, I know, for quite a while, maybe a month, the bite was way up in the mud, maybe 3 to 7 foot on the north side of Big Stone. Is anything like that happening at all on the south end?
The south end, just haven't seen a lot of people doing it. The water clarity is really murky on that south end, so I would think that'd be a good thing to try, but just haven't seen very many people trying it.
Are there people getting any numbers of perch and keepers like 10 to 12 inchers on Big Stone?
Yeah, generally that's the fish that people are catching and getting are the 10 to 12s, but numbers, they are kind of tough. You know, a good day you'll get, you know, half a dozen.
Okay.
Unless you really fall on an active school. But they're, the biggest complaint is the fish are down there, and they just don't want to bite. And there's some areas on the lake that are really clear, too, so it's making them a little bit finicky.
Well, Jamie Peckelder, conservation officer out of Grant County, thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County in Esteline. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer. Well, have the fish been able to bite a little bit, or people find perch or walleyes on Ponset very much in the last week?
You know, the bite has been really sporadic still. The guys, you know, there's a bunch of crowds kind of up around the inlet, you know, south part of the lake, east part of the lake, north part of the lake, you know, there's crowds just kind of all over, but as you go through all the crowds, I mean, it's sporadic. Some people are catching fish. Typically the ones that are not anywhere near those crowds. They're kind of off on their own. That's kind of the name of the game on ponds. Yeah. If you're willing to move around and find that active school of fish, you're going to do well, but, you just kind of follow that crowd around and stay there. The chances of taking a few fish home is pretty unlikely. So,
well, other lakes between Norden or Fate or any of the West Lakes and Albert, pretty much slow.
Yep, a lot of those lakes are really slow right now. I would imagine, the pike out on Norden. There's probably a few people out there trying that still. But haven't seen a ton of success out there. Up on Clear Lake, for instance, there wasn't a soul out there Saturday. And so that's a good sign that bite
yeah.
has really died off.
Yeah, I witnessed that non-bite myself here a week ago Saturday. But you never know till you get out and drill a few holes and fish for a while. You seeing much for guys hunting coyotes?
I really haven't. I've heard of a few guys out there trying it. Typically once if we can get some more snow, we might see a little bit more of it. I've seen quite a few people out trapping. That's probably the bigger one that I've been seeing. Guys are starting to pull some nice muskrats out of some of the area sloughs around Hamlin County for the most part.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer, Hamlin County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.